Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
Anniversary, baby, got you on my mind. Happy anniversary, baby, got you on my mind.
20 years ago, this summer, this month, Pete Sepp joined us for the first time as an original member of our, founding member of our Brain Trust. Pete Sepp, folks, president of the National Taxpayers Union. Hey, Pete, happy anniversary, baby.
Oh, thank you. It's not the age, it's the mileage.
Exactly. Well, I'll tell you what, we've enjoyed having you as a member of our Brain Trust. Thank you for being a founding member and 20 great years, and we're heading off into our 21st. Let's do 20 more. What do you think?
I think I can manage that.
Well, we appreciate your hard work and all the good things that you guys do at the NTU, and we love having you on the show. Thank you for 20 great years. Pete, we've got, by the way, folks, that's ntu.org. Pete, the IRS has its own issues. You know, we've been talking about the issues they've been creating for us, but they've got their own things to work out now, don't they?
Yeah, they absolutely do. A number of interesting rulemakings that could impact small businesses. I'm actually going to testify at a public hearing today on a regulation that has been permitting the IRS to hire private counsel from outside the government to participate in audit situations.
What?
The IRS said they needed this power in order to go after large companies that had what the IRS claims are huge back tax bills. I think we can all recognize, though, once this power is cemented into the IRS's own rule book, they'll use it against lots of other folks besides multinational corporations. We've seen this in the past.
Do you think they'll start farming out audits to contractors?
It's quite possible. Now, the IRS says, no, we're never going to push the envelope in that direction. I'm sorry, call me skeptical.
Right, me too. I've seen
this in cases of other rulemakings. You know, small businesses are the ones who end up getting targeted because they're right in the IRS's so-called sweet spot. They've got large enough tax liabilities to attract the agency's attention, but small enough wallets that they can't afford the legal representation to fight back. That's why the IRS goes after them.
Yeah, and they go after them oftentimes in ways that are inappropriate, in my opinion.
Yes.
And they talk about pushing the envelope. They do push the envelope against a lot of small business owners in terms of the way they behave. So this is troubling news, Pete.
Yeah, it is. And we're pushing for complete withdrawal of this temporary rulemaking that gave the IRS this power. We are about halfway there. We're getting the IRS to admit that they've overreached. The IRS says, well, let's just allow non-litigating counsel to participate when they're needed as experts. And we're saying, look, let's just turn the clock back to the time when you couldn't do this at all and restore balance to the system. The IRS already has many tools to go after taxpayers.
Right.
They don't need another one.
Well, that's exactly right. And I could just see you put a contractor between us and the government, and now you've got somebody who's not doesn't answer to anybody. You know, that you've got another joint off the connection between, you know, me as a taxpayer and the tax collecting entity who reports to the people we elect. But you throw a contractor in there, that's another link of finger pointing, another opportunity to finger point.
That's right. The IRS can say, well, don't blame us. Go to the contractor.
Right.
The contractor will say, well, I'm only working for the government. Why are you picking on me? That's not an accountable situation.
And talk about another layer of having to defend yourself against people. Be another layer as extra legal expense. This is bad business, Pete. I'm glad you're on top of it. I'm glad you're going to testify with them. Can this be stopped? Will Congress get involved in this?
Well, actually, Congress has proposed legislation not only in the House, the Taxpayer First Act, which can certainly be amended with additional Senate provisions, but yes, there are House and Senate bills, several of them actually,
right,
that address this question directly.
Right.
And they could very well get done by the end of the summer.
Keep up the good work, Pete. This is why we. This is why you get the big bucks. I'm being facetious, folks. This is a. This is a ministry for Pete and his people. They don't get paid that much, and they need your help. Go there and support them at NTU.org. You see what good work they're doing. They'll take your money right on the website, and it'll be money well spent. NTU.org. Hey, Pete, good job. Come back soon.
It'll be a pleasure.
Thanks for 20 great years, and good luck on your testimony today. We appreciate you very much. I got to go for this hour. I'm Jim Blassingame, reminding you to seek excellence, not perfection.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blassingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.